Hello, and welcome to the very first official podcast episode of Refresh and Remix. Here to remind you that it is never too late to refresh and remix your life. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of Refresh and Remix. This is pretty exciting. I've been wanting to do a podcast for this project for some time now, but I never thought of a good way to go about it. And then recently I came across the Anchor app and just the whole concept of how it works and everything. And I was like, you know what, this is great. Like, I don't need all this audio equipment. I can just do it right on my phone. Heck, I can even add in cool songs I like and all. Even these little choppy transition samples. So I just thought, hey, just might as well give it a try. So, but enough about that. I actually have a very important update. I am actually highly, highly considering changing and basically, in a sense, rebranding Refresh and Remix. I still want to keep the same sort of concept, just kind of like this being like an outlet for my personal thoughts and reflections upon kind of just the world around me and different things that I find useful to be in my life and hopefully the lives of others as well. But I definitely want to make it bigger and more encompassing. And I think the name right now, Refresh and Remix, I liked it when I came up with it, and I think in some senses I still like it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I feel like there's more room for growth for it. So even though I'm calling this the Refresh and Remix podcast for now, it's probably going to change at some point in the future, so just be aware of that. So it's pretty funny, as soon as I was just about to start recording the main portion of this podcast, I actually heard that it was raining outside, so I'm actually just on my front porch just getting a little bit of the audio from the rain. It's really relaxing, so. I've always been drawn by the rain. There's always been something about it that's been, I don't know, like, not just relaxing, but it's almost kind of like a sense of renewal, you know? It's basically, especially just in, like, the ancient civilizations, like, a fair portion of their societies would, you know, rely on rain for, for a good crop harvest and all these sort of things. So, I think it's a very, it's almost, in a sense, a very spiritual aspect of nature, because it's it's water falling from the sky, which is more often than not pretty out of the ordinary, just for like a regular day. So that's something. I think that maybe kind of draws it to me. Also, I think it's maybe just sort of the act of if you get caught in the rainstorm, odds are a whole bunch of other people are caught in it too. But it's always been kind of interesting to see different people's reactions to it. You know, some people, like, if they're, like, little kids, they might, like, run out into the street and, like, jump in some puddles or whatever. But if it's, like, someone who's in a hurry and they're wearing, like, a suit and, like, a briefcase or just any sort of, like, you know, professional wear or something expensive, they might just be, like, trying to keep themselves as much as they can from getting wet or, and all that sort of stuff. Me, I've always been in the middle. I never like went out and purposely like jumped in mud or puddles or anything like that. But at the same time, I never like ran in horror out of it. You know, like I didn't mind getting caught in a rainstorm now and then, unlike some people. You know, so it's really relaxing. But yeah, just jumping into the main portion of the podcast now, I guess. So, there's a bit of a motto that I had at the beginning of this year for 2018, and I called it 2018, the year of no excuses. And I think there was a reason for that for a variety of ways. This past year has been very, very tumultuous, very, very dynamic and constantly changing for me. I've had a variety of jobs. I had a variety of different projects that I started but never actually finished. I was really just all over the place this last year, and I really didn't have anything to kind of like sort of keep me centered or kind of like grounded, something that to give me like a you know, a purpose, in a sense. And I feel like, in some ways, that was really beneficial, but also in others, it was very, very, very trying. It was very taxing. And so one thing that I wanted to do just with 2018 as it came up was I was kind of looking back at the past year or so of my life, and I was just like, you know what? I want to do something different. I want to do something that's meaningful. I want to do what I mean to do this year. So whether that be just like my personal goals or finishing up the projects, which I've, you know, started but haven't actually finished doing those things, or even just my day-to-day life, you know, just living a life that's, you know, filled with happiness and gratitude and satisfaction, with longing towards the future, but at the same time without feeling bogged down, without feeling like, oh man, like I'm totally wasting my life away, you know, at this job or, you know, in the place that I'm living at or whatever. So I wanted to have a sense of purpose. I wanted to have a sense of grounded direction, but at the same time I wanted to be comfortable. I wanted to be solid knowing that I was doing the best that I could, you know, in the place that I'm at. And I feel like I'm definitely moving that way. Some people driving by in a golf cart and getting caught in the rain. That's funny. So. But yeah, it's been a heck of a ride so far. And I think perhaps one of the reasons it's been so enjoyable for the most part is it's because it's giving me a sense of direction. It's giving me something to strive for, to actively be aware of. Because it's so easy just in just day-to-day life just to kind of get sucked into the monotony, you know? Just to wake up the same morning, do the same stuff, go to bed at the same time, just after a while, your life just becomes copy and paste. There's no difference between the day that you lived yesterday and the day that you live today, if that makes sense. And I feel like a lot of people have experienced that in their past. And it's really sad how some people are still experiencing that state, but at the same time, they feel no sort of urge, no urgency to actually change it. Which necessarily isn't a bad thing if you're, you know, living in a good state. But at the same time, I've always been drawn to the concept of being almost kind of like a tree, you know. If you're not growing, you're decaying, you know. If you're not being watered by the rain of your surroundings, then you're basically drying up. And eventually you're going to go through a drought and die. So that's one way I've always kind of viewed it in some aspects. Of course, one of the things that always happens with New Year's resolutions is that they're easy to kind of lose the momentum with, you know. And I kind of knew that going into this whole concept of 2018, no excuses. I was really, oh man, I was like a train like the first month or two. I was motivated. I was doing all these different things like every single day. I was consistent. It was all happening. But then eventually it just kind of came off. I had a couple different changes in my personal life here and there for positive changes, which, you know, are good, but they kind of threw me off the rails a little bit. So now I've been just trying to kind of like slowly rewind myself. I'm starting to get back into the same sort of motivation that I was having for the beginning of the year. But also I'm trying to, in some ways, kind of go about it differently. I'm trying to make this not so much as high energy as I was before. Rather, I'm trying to rather focus on the consistency of it. Because habits are very powerful things when we actually take the time to examine them and actually live them out and implement them into our day-to-day lives. Of course, everybody knows that saying, you are what you repeatedly do, kind of like you are what you eat. And I really think that's true, especially me personally as being a writer, not only for my profession, which I am happy to say that I am being paid for, right now at the moment, but also just in my personal writings as well. That's the one of the main things that I've been trying to focus on just in my life. Am I really, truly a writer if all I'm doing is writing to get paid and not writing just for the love of it, you know? Or conversely, am I doing as much as I can to procrastinate my writing rather than actually just diving into it and just embracing it as much as I can? And that's one thing that's really funny is that these people, I feel like, especially younger people, They feel like once they, you know, get this far-off job or get this dream position, which they're, you know, romanticizing in their head, they feel like everything is going to be perfect. But in some ways, I feel like more ways than others, it's kind of easy to get lost into this concept of this being, you know, the perfect existence, and that somehow you're going to change once you reach that destination. But it doesn't work like that. The way you live today is the way that you'll live tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And so it's really a game of consistency. A lot of people, I think one of my older sisters told me this at one point. She said that life is a marathon, not a sprint. And I feel like there's a lot of wisdom in that. And it's especially been interesting to see, because right now it's May when I'm recording this podcast. And so a lot of my friends that I knew back in high school, they're graduating at this point. They're coming out with their 4-year degrees or all these other different things, which they've been working on. Some of them went to vocational school, like all this different stuff. So like my entire like social media feeds have just been like just page after page of just all of these people that I knew, you know, graduating, kind of moving on into that full adulthood stage of their life. And so it's amazing because it's really exciting. I can see, you know, like the spark in their eyes, and that really kind of inspires me in a lot of ways. But at the same time, there's still something at the back of my mind where it's just kind of like tapping, and it's like, hey, like these people, you know, they think they're, once they get this dream job or this position, that they're gonna, you know, find happiness and fulfillment. That's not always gonna be the case, rarely, if ever, you know. So that's just something that I've just been kind of thinking on. I wish everyone, you know, who has graduated this year the best, and hopefully they've all come out with a degree or some sort of education towards something which they truly, you know, love or desire, or wish to share and grow with the world. But at the same time, I do also wish that they see that there's much more to life than just a job or a career or all these other sort of easy things to take a grasp of or, you know, get a piece of paper for. I think in some ways, too, though, it's been sort of like a personal inspiration to me. It's like these people or, you know, these friends of mine are finally moving into, like, their next stage of their life. And in some ways, I feel like it's almost kind of time for me to do the same as well. I never really had any sort of, you know, dramatic transition from being, like, a full-time student to a full-time adult. And it was sort of progressive over these past couple of years. But I've definitely know that I am past that transition in some ways. But at the same token, I'm moving on to my next transition, my next phase or metamorphosis in life, which I think, I'm really not sure, you know, what that would be right now. Honestly, I think a lot of it would just be, I would say possibly my accomplishment phase. You know, being at a point of life where I not only start, you know, projects or ideas or come up with these goals, but actually follow through with them, actually produce something out of these concepts which are in my head, and then actually turning them into tangible, you know, products or ideas or just any sort of, you know, completions. And that's always been a problem for me personally. You know, it's always been so much easier for me to start a project or come up with this wacky, crazy idea. Like I can do that like all day long, just come up with these like crazy different things, but then actually following through with that, actually planning it out, being consistent with it, finishing it through the end, and then actually seeing the results of that, that's always the hard part for me. So that's, it's always been, a bit of a, I wouldn't say struggle, but it's definitely been something that I've been trying to work on over these past couple of years, but I finally think I'm starting to get the knack for it. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to see the end results of the dreams and the goals that I have in mind. And at the same token, some of them have been very, very practical. Like one of the things I'm focusing on right now is I'm trying to be even more minimal than I already am. I've never been one of those guys who's had like just an enormous amount of possessions, even as a kid. Like anytime, like when I would get a new toy, I would try to, you know, give away or get rid of like two others. So I've always had, I think, a good mindset just from the concept that I've never tried to like hoard all these possessions or, you know, have like an iron fist grip on everything that's come into my life. It's been more sort of, you know, open-handed, I would say. But I've started to examine how just the different, even just the different items, like my everyday carrier, all these other different things that I'm consistently using day after day, and then I'm looking around my room and I'm just like, wow, like I'm really not using, there's probably about 80 to like 95% of the items in my room right now that I haven't even touched, looked at, or used within the past 30 plus days, you know? And that's really kind of a humbling thought, or I wouldn't say exactly humbling, just as more just like a just an interesting and fascinating one, you know? I think there's a recent statistic, or some sort of a study which was conducted, which said that I believe the average household has, I think it's 300,000 items inside of it, and that's a third of a million, or at least close to it, and that's just mind-boggling to imagine, you know. I can really see it, though, because even if it's just, like a paperclip here, or like an old pen there, or all these other different things, I really can probably see how that sort of stuff would add up. And I think, in some ways, that's one of the reasons I'm so drawn to just the concept of minimalism, or living with a very small amount of possessions. Because compared to some of these other things, like these fitness programs where you get, like, this CrossFit gym membership, or, like, start using all these supplements or protein shakes and just all these other things, or even, like, conversely, for, like, other forms of creation, like artists or music, where, like, you buy, like, a piece of canvas, you buy paints and thinners, or musical instruments, synths, computers, hard drives, all these different things where, you know, in some senses, yes, if you truly do devote the time and the energy to it, you can produce some amazing things, but you're also adding in a whole much more into the mix as well. But that's one of the beauties of just the whole concept of, you know, living simply and getting rid of these things in your life, is that you don't have to pay a fee to throw something away. You don't have to, pay an entrance fee to go into a thrift store and give away half of your clothing, at least as long as it's a reasonable thrift store or whatever. But that's always something that's been kind of funny to think about. You know, here's something which is, at least I've personally seen in my life, has leaps and bounds helped me not only just with my outlook, just also just my energy levels, just with the concept of not feeling tied down to these personal possessions, which are temporarily within my grasp. Just that whole concept in and of itself has really done a dramatic cognitive change within not only my behavior, but the way I see the world, the way I interact with others, the way I interact with myself. It's just been fascinating to see that, and especially how, you know, I've been able to do all this pretty much, you know, virtually for free. I say virtually for free. It really has been free. You know, the only thing that hasn't been free about it is just using the energy to actually go through your stuff and to get rid of. And I feel like in some ways that's probably the number one thing which holds people back, is like, oh man, like I want to go through all my stuff, but like I just don't have time to do that. Dude, like, everybody says they don't have time for anything, but if you actually take the time to look at the daily amount of time that you have each day, you're going to be surprised at how much free time you actually do have, but how easily you use it up. I know, let me see if I can give an example here. Okay, so here's one. I am a huge, 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 huge movie buff. Ever since I was a kid, I've just loved watching movies, like, whether it was on TV shows or, like, VHSs that my parents recorded, or from, like, $2 Tuesdays from the movie gallery. I just love movies. And the first couple times I've moved out, I've just been constant. Like, I've had, like, the Netflix account. At some point, one of my buddies, he had a lot of Blu-rays that I was watching. It was just, like, constant, like, movies, movies, movies. I think there was one time where I watched, like, 3 or 4 movies in a day, and it was crazy. But I eventually did this kind of self-analysis of just how I was using my time, and I realized, dang, like, movies are taking up so much of my time, because here I am watching, like, 1-2 movies a day, and yeah, they might not be, like, you know, Lord of the Rings or anything, like, they're not 3.5 hours long, but still, like, that's, like, an hour and a half here, 2 hours there, an hour and 45 minutes there, and eventually that adds up, and before I knew it, I was spending, I did this one calculation for, like, the amount of movies that I'd probably, like, watched in a month or something, and I probably wasted 30 to 35 hours just on watching movies. And I was just like, geez, man, like, at what point am I, you know, going to movies for entertainment versus almost using it as kind of like an extreme escapism to kind of escape the problems or troubles of my reality and try to vicariously live in someone else's shoes. That was a big pill to swallow for me, especially because, you know, I love movies so much. And I still, you know, love them today as much as I used to, but I see them a lot less. And I think in some ways that almost increases the value to me. You know, it's the whole concept of scarcity. The less of something you have, the more valuable it is. And I feel like, or at least that's the theory anyways, but I feel like there really is a truth to that. The less objects you have, or the less enslavement you have to these different things inside of your life, the more free you are. The more freedom you have to do other things, the more time you have in the day to not have to worry about, you know, cleaning three of your Ferraris or taking all three of them to a car wash or making three car payments. Not that anybody, you know, I know has three Ferraris, but that's just kind of like a crazy example, you know. The more things that you have, the more they influence your life, and the more they're either adding value to your life, or they're taking something away. And it's easy to confuse the two oftentimes, because sometimes we enjoy the concept of a product versus the actual use of it, if that makes sense. So yeah, it's kind of funny, because now the rain has pretty much died down for the most part. I don't know if you hear a difference now versus the start of the podcast, but yeah, that's pretty funny too. That's also another thing I like about rain, I think, is how, you know, it might seem like, you know, there might just be like these huge amounts of just like crazy thunder and lightning, and it might be scary, and it might just like cause like these enormous like shakes of the house or whatever, but eventually it does pass. I don't know if you hear it, but there's birds chirping right now. But I think that's always something that's kind of interesting about rain to me, too. You know, it's even like these crazy storms where it looks like the entire world is, like, coming to an end. Eventually, they, too, pass, you know. And it's, you know, the famous line, "This, too, shall pass," and all, so. It's very fascinating. I think I'm probably going to go inside now. My feet are kind of, not exactly drenched, but, like, just the water's just bounced off on the porch and stuff, so. This has been cool to record out here, though. So I'm back inside now where it's nice and warm and dry. Man, I don't remember the last time I've just, like, stepped outside and, like, been in the rain, you know, just out and listening to the rain like that for a long time, man. It's crazy what happens when you finally take the time just to kind of take a step back from your own life and just sort of appreciate your surroundings and just nature and what it has to offer and all that, so. But yeah, all right. So I think this just about wraps up the very first episode so far. I didn't have a specific topic in mind when I was started recording this. But I've always kind of had a knack of just kind of drifting into different topics. You know, I feel like that's always been kind of like a strong suit of mine, or also like a weakness as well. So, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Yeah, I look forward to making a lot more of these in the future. I'm not sure what sort of consistency basis I'm going to be doing with it. I've always made commitments in the past to myself, and I've always broken them. But I feel like, especially since this being the year of no excuses, I really don't have an excuse for that. So, but yeah, expect to see another one soon, though, ideally within like the next week or two. Yeah, this has been an enjoyable experience so far. And hopefully it was the same for you as well, so. All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Refresh and Remix podcast. And remember, it is never too late to refresh and remix your life. All right, see you guys on the next one. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.